1620 94.5 WTAW. Two projects regarding the City of Bryan's Parks Department brought up during the Council's April 9th, 2024 meeting. There's a delay in proceeding with building another feature of Midtown Park. Little said before the Council rejected two bids related to adding a boardwalk over the Midtown Park Lake.
He's just going to say the bids came in too high. Is there any other questions?
I would love to do that if you would like to do that. I can walk you through a little more if you'd like.
Well, I think we all know what's happened.
The boardwalk is estimated to cost $2.7 million. The lower of two bids, almost $3.3 million. City staff recommended talking with contractors on ways to reduce the cost of what is now a 950-foot-long boardwalk. Meantime, the Bryan Council unanimously awarded a contract to replace playground equipment at Bonham and Tanglewood Parks. Before the unanimous vote, Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker answering Councilman Ray Arrington's questions about the age of equipment being replaced at Bonham Park.
I live right by Bonham Park. What are replacing at Bonham Park? Everything's new out there.
We are replacing a play structure and a swing structure. The play structure is roughly, I believe, 20 years old.
At Bonham?
Mm-hmm.
Let me just read the summary real quick. In an effort to address the aging playground equipment inventory throughout the city's park system, staff continues to proactively prioritize and mitigate those structures that may pose a potential safety concern to users or unable to be repaired due to specific parts no longer being manufactured or have been identified as requiring above average consistent maintenance need. So the equipment that you're talking about that appears new is not new.
Yeah, as I mentioned, the play structure was put in 2002. The fall surfacing is a pea gravel aggregate, and we will replace that with the bonded rubber sort of material.
The $465,000 purchase endorsed by Bryan's Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.